720 WGN fireworks. That's going to be at least one of the topics we're going to have with Steve Dale, because 4th of July is coming up, right?
Yeah, so many pets are terrified.
I know they are.
And I can explain why that is.
And I think you should.
Well, if
but first
you
of
heard,
all, yes, now wait a minute.
Yes.
You brought me gifts for my dog. Isn't this great? Look at this. It's a Kong classic. You stick a, do you put food in there?
You could stick anything you want in there, John. Yes.
Oh, I'm like not going to touch that
you
line.
Shouldn't. Like low-fat peanut butter, low-salt peanut butter, yeah. Something like that.
And this is really cool. The Air Kong. You yes. throw it.
And the dog fetches it or just leaves it wherever you throw it. And then you get exercise picking it up.
You know what I found out with my dog?
What?
And you're probably well aware of this. Like if I'm throwing a ball with the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog's got the ball in his mouth and suddenly he just sort of drops it. I know he's going to be like doing some business.
Sometimes, yes.
I mean, it's like a dead giveaway. I don't know what that's about. Just an observation.
It's a good one. And just an accurate one.
And I'm always ready to pick up.
Of course.
The ball. So, where do you want to start?
We can talk about 4th of July. You know, so many pets have a fear of fireworks. But yeah. When you think about it, it makes perfect sense. It's adaptive, really. So if you hear, you're walking down the street, you hear a sudden loud, remember their hearing is better than ours, really loud, unexplained, unpredictable noise, you would jump. Maybe you'd hide, maybe you'd run. That's the natural thing to do. So it is no different for our dogs and cats. No one has sent them an email in advance, as far as I know, saying July 4th is supposed to be a happy day. This is a celebration. To them, it is a loud, unexplained sound. And what happens for most dogs is that are fearful is over time, if you just leave it alone. So people think, oh, they'll get over it. It actually gets worse.
Yeah. So what should owners of dogs who, because not all dogs are
right.
affected by fireworks.
Of course.
But if yours is, should they take?
And it's a lot of them, by the way. And
yeah.
a lot of the dogs that are afraid of fireworks are also afraid of thunderstorms.
Right.
And afraid of other
yeah.
unpredictable loud
right.
sounds. So the good news is for fireworks at this point in time, and it's great, you have done a public service by allowing me to come on this early. You know, what happens is I get calls from radio stations all over the country like on July 3rd.
Right.
Already then, the fireworks yeah. have been going off for days in
right.
most places, right?
Well, you better believe it. It yeah. started already in my neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah.
Me too. So now is the time to start trying what's called desensitization and counterconditioning. It's behavior modification. So here's what you do. You play the sound of fireworks from your phone, your computer, whatever you want, at a very low volume.
Huh.
And then you feed the dog far away or play with the dog, distract the dog with toys or something on the other side of the room or even down a hallway. I mean, far enough
away.
Okay,
so wait a minute. Let me get into this
yeah,
in a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got your source of the fireworks sound,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the phone or whatever.
Right.
At a low level.
Right.
And then, but you're on one side of the room.
Yeah.
And then the dog, you take the dog to the other, where do you go?
On the other side of the room or further away.
But leaving the fireworks sound going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Right.
And then the dog is distracted with play or with food. Then over time, what you do is you pump up the volume and you bring the source of that sound a little bit closer to the dog or the dog a little closer to the sound, either
right.
which way.
Right.
And over time, the goal is, two goals, really. One is the dog gets accustomed to that sound. But secondly, the dog is actually associating that sound with food or play.
Right, right, right. And so that's a good thing. Oh,
yeah.
Good. Listen to that sound. That means I'm going to have some
exactly.
something fun to eat. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh,
where's some more?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, does it work all the time for all dogs? No.
How long does it take?
Well, that's the thing. It can take weeks to do, but we've got about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you may be able to do this. Certainly dogs with moderate anxiety about fireworks, this can help. And solve the problem. It's amazing. So the word counterconditioning means you're actually conditioning the dog to something else.
Right.
And it works for many dogs. Not all dogs, but many dogs. And you know what? There's no cost.
Right.
Just the time involved. And if the dog along the way, while you're doing this, says, oh, no, I'm really nervous, then what you do is you simply take the sound away from the dog, further and further away from the dog, and you kind of take it a step back, and then you go forward.
Somebody just asked me in my headset, a cat owner, by the way, just asked me in my headset, what about cats?
Oh, absolutely the same thing. Same exact. I don't know who that would be.
That guy.
I know.
Good old what's-his-face. Tom Hush.
Hush. But that's absolutely true. Cats, too. So people like me talk about dogs all the time because most of the time when we hear about anxiety issues, thunderstorm anxiety, separation anxiety, or fireworks anxiety, we're talking dogs.
Right.
But we often are talking cats, too. In fact, more often than identified, because cats express their anxiety a bit differently, and sometimes we don't even notice. So the cat's under the bed, and some people think, well, that's where cats go anyway. No, it's because the cat is terrified.
Really?
Yeah.
What other terrifying characteristics do cats do that we're not aware of?
Well, some of them you are aware of, but may attribute to something else, like a cat thinking outside the litter box.
A cat thinking outside the litter box.
Uh-huh, that's the way I'll put it.
Well, just as long as he's thinking outside the litter box.
No, they do more than
nothing
that.
Nothing else.
No, they do more than that.
Oh, okay.
And or a cat that's hypersalivating, that's salivating a lot. A cat that's losing hair. I mean, just shedding, overshedding. Dogs do the same thing, but we don't sometimes notice it with cats. Dogs can be, I'm not going to be active. I'll be hiding in a corner. And we don't identify that the cat is really hiding in a corner. And cats aren't all that active always anyway, you know? So cats really can have the same anxieties. Sometimes we don't see it in our cats.
But this process that you worked with the dog, that's not going to work with the cat.
Why not?
Because cats are cats.
No.
No?
Cats are cats, and it will work with cats.
You can train the cat?
Of course.
Oh.
I had a cat that played the piano. But that's another thing for another day. Steve King knows about that. That cat, Ricky, almost knocked this radio station off the air. But that's a cat who played the piano. You never had one of those?
I was going to make a joke, but no, I'm not going to. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a break.
A pause.
Now, very nice. Very good.
Thank you.
Working that animal thing in there.
I did.
That's why you're Steve Dale. When we come back at 720 WGN. I'm allergic.
Are you really? I have the answer for you. There is a cat food.
I don't want to eat cat food.
No, you don't have to. Although, if you're hungry enough, it's a cat food from Purina called Purina Live Clear, Purina Pro Plan Live Clear, and it actually negates the protein in the cat's saliva that we're allergic to.
No kidding.
So you're no longer then allergic to cats.
What's that called again?
Purina Pro Plan Live Clear. The name of the protein in the saliva. Is that what you mean?
I did not mean the name of the protein in the saliva.
That. I know that,
I'm
too.
Sure you do, and probably the chemical breakdown. I was talking about the product.
Okay. So when you're allergic to cats, you're not allergic to a cat. You're not allergic to the hair or the dander, even. You are allergic to a protein in their saliva, and because they groom themselves, then it gets on the hair, and then you sneeze. But not anymore.
Thank you. Oh, boy. I just can't wait. Oh, Bob. Hold on.
Hey, Bob.
Wait a minute. Let me get there.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, you're here. We're here. Bob, it's Bob. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine.
Is that Bob?
I had two cats, and my last one passed away at 19 years old, so it was pretty long life. Good luck. I was interested in adopting another couple kitty cats, kittens. And I always had gotten female cats. Is there anything in particular? I was thinking about getting a boy and a girl, litter mates, and like that. The male cats, they don't spray, do they, unless they're not spay or neutered?
That's generally not, no. No,
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, John does, but that's...
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
You haven't seen the men's room. You haven't seen the men's room at WGN.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Steve.
That's a bad visual.
No doubt.
Actually, this is true. I was in an animal shelter once that I won't name, and the director of the shelter said, as they were doing this grand opening, everything was named for somebody, you know? And she took me to a room, and she said, we'd like to name this for you, and it was the men's room. true.
Well,
the two shelters that I'm going to probably be ending up getting the kittens from would be Save a Pet or Perfect Cat Shelter in Crystal Lake.
Sure.
Those are both pretty reputable places,
yep.
Correct?
Yeah, we also have a shelter. We've got a couple in Chicago. One is Treehouse Humane Society.
I've heard of them.
Yep. And the other is Harmony House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope that answers your question there, Bob.
It certainly did,
all right.
And I appreciate your answers.
Thanks for calling.
John, can I say one thing here before we continue talking about fireworks and stuff?
Do whatever you want.
Really?
Sure.
Oh. Well, this I would like to do. This is just such a kick for me to be here.
Oh, no.
I know,
not
John.
This, Steve.
I know.
Come on.
I'm so lucky that I grew up in
You're
radio.
You're going to get him out of here?
I know. It's true. I won't do this every time I come on with you.
You do it every time you come on with me.
Oh, I won't do it anymore. But it is a thrill to be here.
All right.
We've not done in studio for decades.
True. Yeah. Right. No. So, yes, I suppose you can now because you...
I brought it up.
Previously, it was only on the phone.
It's different. It's like a different
now
thing
altogether.
Now I
can see in your eyes that you really mean it.
I do, actually.
Okay.
I really do. Of course I do.
Well, thank you. Let's get back to fireworks.
So there are other things that we can do. So some number of years ago, pick a number, say 10 years ago, all of the nutritional supplements and nutraceuticals, nutritional supplements and pharmaceuticals, sort of all in one, that's what that is, or pharmaceuticals even available for our cats and dogs that are afraid of fireworks simply weren't available. So now there are a long list of products. I'll rattle a few ideas off. One is a pheromone product called Feel-Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs.
Is this something that you would plug into an electric outlet
and
then it would disseminate the pheromones throughout the house?
Yep, you don't smell them. Technically, the dogs and cats don't. They sense it, but but it really can help the pets feel more comfortable in their own environment. There is Purina. What's the name of the product? It is, it'll come to me in a second, so I'll skip that one.
Right, then I know how that goes. It happens to me all the time.
No, there are the nutraceutical products. Those are nutritional supplements and pharmaceuticals. The bad news is that you Google that online or go to a pet store, there are like 50 of them. Only a handful actually have science behind them.
Now, these are the nutraceuticals.
So they're not nutritional supplements. They're not pharmaceuticals. They fall somewhere in the middle of
all see.
That. And one of them is called Zilkine. That's a hydrolyzed milk product. Oh, you know how great-grandma said, before you go to bed, have a cup of milk, warm it up, you'll feel better, right?
That's a great... And then she'd also said, here's some whiskey.
The first part of... Do not give whiskey to your dogs or cats. But you can give Zilkine, for sure, to your dog. And it does help to relax them a bit. We can also do L-theanine product.
The who?
It
sounds like Greek mythology.
That's a element of green tea, actually.
Ooh.
And it helps relax, just like it relaxes us.
Yeah.
Science has shown, studies have shown, that it can help relax dogs and cats, too.
That's called what again?
L-theanine is what is in the product.
Gotcha.
And the name of the product is called Anxetane. But all of these are on my website, and that's stevedale.tv.
Well, there's the answer to everything right there.
Yes.
So what
yes,
is the website?
Stevedale.tv. So you can go there.
Stevedale.tv?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Is that a new one?
No.
I guess I'm just behind the times. Mm-hmm. Stevedale.tv, that's easy to remember.
Well, stevedalepetworld.com is probably what you're thinking of.
That's what I was thinking of.
One and the same.
Oh, okay. But there still is a Steve Dale PetWorld.com.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Go to the same place.
I thought I was like going out of my mind.
No, you are not yet.
I thought maybe I might need some nuticles or suticles or something.
Nutraceuticals.
Or cuticles.
Yes, you need all those things.
So we've got the what are they called again?
Nutraceuticals.
Nutraceuticals. These are products to calm the animals.
Yes.
Right.
Who have any sort of anxiety. So the product I was trying to think of before, but from Purina, that's actually a probiotic, and it's called Calming Care. And, you know, probiotic, you just sprinkle it on the dog's food. It's for dogs. And you sprinkle it on the dog food. The dogs generally like it very much. They chomp it up. And it does the same thing. It helps to calm them a little. Now, how can a probiotic do that, you're thinking?
I am.
Well, yeah, I knew that. So our stomach all the time talks to our brain, and our brain talks to our stomach. Now, think about it. Before I go on the show, before a big test, before you do something that can be nerve-wracking, right?
Yeah.
You might use that bathroom you're talking about, right?
Toto.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold the line.
And there's a sign outside the WGM bathroom now that says exactly that. So this helps to calm dogs, and it does so in a very effective way.
That's
so,
good to know.
Again, what the thing about thunderstorm anxiety is what works for one dog doesn't always work for another. I must say that I have no problem whatsoever with drugs, with pharmaceuticals. You know, these dogs, some of them anyway, are panicked. They are truly inconsolable.
Right.
They are so afraid. They are terrified. They actually may think they're going to die.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so we don't want them to think that way. Then there are some common sense things we can do as well. Close the blinds so they don't see what's going on outside if you have a view of the fireworks.
Right.
Turn up some background sounds in the background.
Like
right?
White noise of some kind.
Uh-huh. Or, yep. Or a certain talk radio station will work as well.
Oh, yes. If you want your dog to calm down,
turn on
WGN. Yes. All the other radio stations will drive him crazy, but only this one will calm your animal.
You know, I didn't talk about this benefit that's coming up.
Well, let's do it right now.
We're running out of time.
That's okay. Let's get to it.
Okay. So it's an event it's this Friday night at 8:00, and it's for Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. And without that organization, Animal Care and Control in Chicago would have a very tough time, and they're doing great now. They are getting like 90% of the dogs and cats out of there. It's incredible for a municipal facility to do that. But they can't do that without the financial help of Friends at Trader Todd's. That's at 3216 North Sheffield. That is in Lakeview.
Yes.
They are holding a benefit where some of the best bartenders in Chicago.
Oh.
And it's virtual, too. So you have a choice. You can go there. You can do it virtually. Some of the best bartenders in Chicago are going to show you how water is not necessarily, which is what you have in that cup, is not necessarily the best thing to have in your glass. And they will show you how to create all of these great drinks.
This is a fine thing that I have in this glass.
Iced tea?
Not iced. It's called Throat Coat.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it's a pharmaceutical medical cuticle that you find at most pet stores and can be adapted for human consumption. No.
So for further information, tickets, by the way, start at $35. For further information, and there is lots more information, you can go to my website, stevedale.tv,
or
go to Trader Todd's website for more information. This really is an important benefit.
What about Thunder Coats?
Oh, right. I just didn't have time. So, yeah, they absolutely
they
are a great
work.
Idea. Yeah.
Okay.
For again, not for all dogs all the time, but for many. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yes. Steve, it is so great to have you come in.
Oh, it
we'll have to do it again.
Anytime, sir. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I like the Oasis better, though.
Than the Travel Plaza?
Well, that's going to cost us money.
Why?
It's like a toll booth, isn't it?
A Travel Plaza is not a toll booth.
Oh.
No. You don't drive the expressways, do you? You don't go on the toll road.
Not a lot, because I have to pay toll.
Travel Plaza. It says the Travel Plaza is where you pull off, and they've got, you know, everything from Starbucks to Wendy's to McDonald's.
But Oasis, that saves lives.
You know, if I had known there'd be this much friggin' controversy about
it,
I never would have brought it up. All right.
I brought it up.
Do you think they should go back to Oasis?
I think so. You know why?
Why?
That name came from when you were on my show. That's why. It's all about me. That you taught me that, too.